W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. More charges against former President Donald Trump and another defendant named in the classified documents case. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago, Carlos de Oliveira, is scheduled to make his first court appearance Monday. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
In the superseding indictment, the special counsel Jack Smith accuses de Oliveira, Walt Nada, another Trump aide, and Trump himself of trying to destroy evidence of an effort to delete surveillance footage from Mar-a-Lago, potentially footage that showed the movement of boxes and potentially the movement of classified records.
Trump and the other GOP presidential contenders will speak at the Lincoln Dinner tonight in Iowa. An Army general died in a small plane crash.
The Pentagon says 59-year-old Major General Anthony Potts died Tuesday near Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, where he was stationed, when the single-engine Piper Cherokee airplane he was piloting crashed. He was the only person in the aircraft. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Potts was a father of two and had been on active duty for more than 36 years. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The Alabama woman who confessed to creating a story about seeing a toddler on the road and then being kidnapped is facing charges. Carly Russell is charged with falsely reporting an incident. Hoover Police Chief Nick Durzes.
Judging from the amount of phone calls and emails that we've received from people all over the country, I know many are shocked and appalled that Ms. Russell is only being charged with two misdemeanors, despite all the panic and disruption her actions caused. Let me assure you, I, too, share the same frustration.
About half of Americans are under heat alerts. The director of EMS operations in Buchanan County, Missouri, Steve Groshong, offers this advice.
If you have to be outside working and your job calls for that, then you need to do that. But just take all your precautions and hydrate as much as you can.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants very large increases in the fuel economy of cars and trucks. WWJ auto reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The government calling for an average fuel economy of 58 miles per gallon by 2032. Cars would need to see 2% improvement per year between 27 and 32, trucks 4%.
You're going to have some degree of electrification on pretty much 100% of vehicles.
Meaning EVs and hybrids. Says Guidehouse Insights analyst Sam Abul-Samad. Carmakers say they are still reviewing the proposal. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The markets ended the week with gains. The Dow added 176 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals, like 10 to 60% off home finds during our big home sale. Or shop specials, like the Radley 5-piece sectional sofa, $2,499. And Charter Club bedding, quilts, sheets, and more, 60% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Hoozle's Rise to Music Championship took place last night at Hoozle's at the Lakes. The top three musicians were named at the end of the one-night event. Kyler Cuzio was crowned champion of the second annual Hoozle's Rise to Music. She won a $1,000 cash prize, studio recording time, radio interviews, and a one-year paid residency at Hoozle's. Second place went to the Last River Bottom Fake Plucker, and third to Jordan Bain Music. Both runners-up will receive cash prizes, radio interviews, and all three will sing the national anthem at Witter Field. The Raptors are back in action tonight after a few days off for the All-Star Game. The Rats come into their next game with 10-10 for the second half and 30 wins and 25 losses for the season so far. They'll play the Woodchucks in Wausau tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 61, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 82, tomorrow partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 55, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last of fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Rafters back in action tonight as Wisconsin Rapids Rafters host the Wausau Woodchucks on this Friday night here at Witterfield. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game yesterday that was scheduled to be at Athletic Park. There was a half inning played, and then, boy, the rain, the thunder, the lightning all came down at once, so the game was canceled. The Rafters were looking forward to that game as the Woodchucks. They had a three-day break. Was the All-Star break, but then, unfortunately, the weather had other plans, so they're looking to make that game up Monday, but tonight this is the second and final game of this series, and as the Rafters look to take down a Wausau team that has been struggling as of recent, they've lost their past three games prior to the All-Star break, a three-game losing streak, so they're looking to get back to winning ways. The Rafters have been the complete opposite. They've had a three-game winning streak. They've been playing very good baseball, specifically on the offensive side. They're a team that's really hitting good and just getting runs in when needed. They've been good, you know, and you look at it, they've been batting a .216 in their past five with 33 hits and 22 RBIs. They have 25 runs because of it, so they've had these timely hits when called upon, and guys have really stepped up. You have Ty Johnson been playing well. Brendan Bobo has really started to hit a lot of home runs, and a guy that's second in home runs in the Northwoods League right now. So a lot of guys have really stepped up, but excited for this matchup today. The Rafters lead the season series over the Woodchucks 4-2, but every time these two teams play, they've won. The Rafters have won by three runs or less. Three of the four games, they won by a score of 3-2. The Rafters won the first three, but Wausau has won the past two, so that right there is a thing to say, like, hey, okay, well, Wisconsin Rapids, they're going to have to start to continue to play well, and doing it against Wausau, it's always a battle between these two teams. You know, you take it back to early June where it was a bases loaded. Levi Jensen had a walk-off ground out RBI to the third baseman, which brought Gervich home. So a lot of history between these two teams. The Rafters, though, last season took down Wausau 10 times in comparison to the Woodchucks, too. So right there, Wausau is looking to, you know, get even in this series, and they're a team right now 9-11 in the second half. The Rafters are 10-10, so they're a game back of Wisconsin Rapids. But the Rafters, though, 30-25, they finished second in the Great Lakes West in the first half, but they have the best overall record in the Northwoods League. They're tied for second in the Great Lakes with Fond du Lac right now. They're three games back of first, but this is a team that's 16-15 at home. They're 14-10 on the road, so they have a better record when they're on the road. At home, we've seen them struggle at times. We've seen them play excellent ball at times. They're very streaky when coming here to Witterfield. So It's a big opportunity for this team, and they're starting with Kalen Graham on the mound, the pitcher out of North Central Texas College, and a guy who has a 2-2 record and one of their best pitchers in the bullpen, the right-hander, who's had 11 games appeared in with a 2-2 record. So he's at 35 and a third innings of work. So Graham gets to start on the mound. Levi Jensen at catcher, Garrett Broussard at first, Ty Johnson at second, Jorge Degatti at third, Aiden Brewer at shortstop, and, well, a new face for the Raptors, Alec Castillo at left field. So he's a guy that has brought in a California native and from Norco, California, attending Golden West College coming up, but previously attended San Bernardino Valley College. So a guy looking to make an impact. He's a rising sophomore. He's at left field, Orlando Lordoy at center, and Brendan Bobo at right field. As for the Woodchucks, they're going with Henry Cohn. He's been getting the start on the mound. He's a guy who's a right-hander who's really, you know, had times where he's been good. He's had an 0-0 record, but a guy that has only appeared in three games. You know, he's done well at times. A guy that really goes between three and five innings of work per game. So they're looking for him to have a breakout game for him. So the right-hander Henry Cohn on the mound. As for the catcher behind the plate, Matt McGann. So he'll be at the two position. Colin Brigham at first, and at second, Jesse Donahoe. And at third, you have Anthony McFarlane. He's at the third base position. And then Evan Funkhauser at shortstop for him. So out of the University of Evansville, a guy playing that sixth position. Michael Adair at left field. Mark Schallenberger, a leadoff guy for them. He's been batting at 367. He's at center field. Michael McGinnis at right field. So that is a Woodchucks lineup today. The exact lineup it was yesterday. As for the umpires, you have home plate umpire Manuel Flytez. He's the crew chief at first base. Nick Barone. And at third base, you have TJ Tamaccio. Raptors in a game yesterday only played a half inning, but they almost took the early lead. There was a leadoff single, from Ty Johnson, pulled the ball into the right center field gap. He gets two, and then there was runners on first and third. There was only one out, but Lordoy hit a ground ball into Funkhauser, who made a play at a 6-4-3 double play. So you have the pitching coach taking over at the duties for the Woodchucks. He's a guy, Ross Davis. So he'll be the one to now have the duty. He's at the helm right now. Brock Moss, their coach, took a job in the NCAA. He's going with Auburn Montgomery, a Division II program down in Alabama. So he's out, and you're bringing Ross Davis, who's looking to make an impact with this team. And, of course, Kirk Schreider down there with the umpires crew at home plate. So, yeah, the Raptors, you know, they had guys. They went to the All-Star break, and it was big for them. Five guys went. They had seven guys nominated. Only five went. You had Howitt and Gervich, who weren't able to attend. They went home early. So you had Brendan Bobo, who had, well, probably the best All-Star game out of anybody, and he certainly did. He went 4-for-4, three RBIs, a home run. He was named the All-Star Game MVP, and rightfully so. So very proud to have him in a Raptors uniform. You had Ty Johnson go there as well. Kalen Graham, Julian Tristan, and also Jacob Rosenkrantz. So three pitchers and two position guys. And it was big to see another big representation of Raptors in Traverse City. And it was a great week for all of them, but they're back, and they're looking to make a push here to hopefully, you know, you look at that. You're only three games back right now in the Great Lakes West. And the Madison has been playing very good baseball. They've won the past four in a row. They're 14-8. You have the Raptors 10-10. We have the Dock Spiders 11-11. They played an extra game over the Raptors that will be scheduled, because there was a game that was originally in the first half scheduled for the second half. But right now, these two teams, it's a lively Friday night here at Waterfield. A lot of fans have showed up, and we thank everybody for coming in attendance right now, because we're excited for this matchup. And Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, about 8 minutes away here on WFHR. We'll step aside.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up, and I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside the Witter Field as Rafters and the Woodchucks just about 5 minutes away. This Wausau team has been really an up-and-down season. It's very similar to Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, they went 20-15, the exact same record the Rafters did in the first half, but the Rafters held the tiebreaker over them, so that's where that happened. But here in the second half, they've really had an up-and-down, you know, kind of start to this second half. They were 9-8. And then they've lost the past three, so they had like a three-game, four-game win streak, and then they lose the past three. So they've been a very streaky team, but they're a team that's had a lot of success on the offensive side of the ball. Wausau, they tend to be in the upper half of the Northwoods League when it comes to the hitting side, and they certainly are. They have a batting average of a .269, which is fourth in the league. They have 506 hits, which is third in the league. 302 RBIs, and that goes in at 10th. And they also have 11th in Northwoods League in home runs. But they're a team, though, that's decent on the defensive side as well. They're 7th in fielding percentage and 10th in ERA with a 4.85. So they have a good defensive side, but they rely a lot on their hitting. They're very top-heavy when it comes to, you know, the guys putting in the batting order that really can hit well. And you have Mark Schallenberger batting a .367. He leads off. You have Jesse Donahoe batting third. He bats a .305. You have Colin Briggerman, a .323. So a lot of guys really to step up into the bottom part of their order. It's when really it kind of just drops down just a little. You have Anthony McFarland, a .179 batter. Michael Adair, a .238 batter. But overall, a team that has been very good when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. So Wisconsin Rapids right now on the third baseline. The Woodchucks on the first baseline. It's some cloud coverage and darker clouds. Hopefully the rain and thunder stays off, because last night, I tell you, that was a big thunderstorm. I mean, a ton of rain, wind, lightning. The power went out in Athletic Park for a bit. There was no way they were going to play that game. But it's just funny that it's just like, you know, for a sec it was like, well, could they possibly play the game? And the umpires knew that they made the decision, but you know, they was rightfully so that they just are going to postpone that game till Monday. It's going to be interesting because that game on Monday is, they've only played a half inning, so it's going to be 8.5 inning and then another 7 inning game. So 15.5 inning ball of innings of baseball guaranteed. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, that's not till Monday. The Rafters have Green Bay Saturday. And then on Sunday they have Green Bay as well. So both at Capital Credit Union Park. They haven't been there in a while. So these teams, these two, the Rafters and the Woodchucks, are going to square off a lot. After Green Bay, that series with Green Bay tomorrow and Sunday, the next three games are at Athletic Park and against the Woodchucks. So National Anthem here coming up, as we'll take a quick step aside. First pitch coming up shortly. We're back here inside as the Witter Field, as Rafters right now. Kalen Graham getting the start, the right-handed pitcher. And excited for him because he's a guy that really can paint the zone. He throws a lot of fastballs, works in between the changeups at times, but he's allowed 26 hits, 14 runs, and has 31 strikeouts for a 2.55 ERA. So Kalen Graham, the right-hander, who had a win versus Green Bay in Madison. He's lost versus Traverse City back on June 26th and also lost versus Kalamazoo on July the 16th. And then against Kalamazoo, you know, he went 2 1/3 innings, but he allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, but he had 4 strikeouts. So looking for him to have a bigger day, and he's excited to get back to it. The tall right-hander out of Tampa, Florida, who had 10 innings of work for North Central Texas College. We went 13 strikeouts, a 2.70 ERA. He appeared in 7 games back in 2021, with 7 of those started, 37 and 2/3 innings of work. He left 47 hits but had 37 strikeouts, so he's taking the junior college route. But nonetheless, this is a guy that can play at all levels of baseball. Specifically, he can play at the Division I level. So he's big, he's tall, and he's got a fast arm, can work his fastballs up to 90-91. So excited for him here on this day where it's certainly dark and cloudy outside. It's very similar to yesterday in terms of the weather. Hopefully this stays out, and hopefully we can play some baseball. These two teams just eager to play because last night game obviously canceled, and Rafters really haven't had that many problems when it comes to the weather this season. There's been times in the games where the rain has delayed, you know, the game for possibly the start time, or when it's, you know, been going on and they've had a delay during that. But for the most part, they've been good with the weather, so we're going to kind of monitor that and see how that goes on throughout. It's certainly gotten darker here as there was light rain in earlier, but it didn't really not matter. So we'll find out. Kalen Graham on the mound, and Levi Jensen, the trustworthy catcher behind the plate, and a guy that you love to have in the two position. So umpires right now, you have Manuel Flaites, the crew chief, down right there, and So Flaites was just going up towards, because he needs the lights on, so the stadium lights. So that's basically what's going on. It's definitely gotten darker, so lights will be on here shortly. And the stadium lights, it's always beautiful when that comes on at Witter Field. So Graham, he'll face first up. You have Mark Schallenberger, who's stepping in now at the University of Evansville, and the redshirt junior from St. Louis, Missouri. Bats a 367. He's had 18 RBIs, 18 hits as well with 10 runs. So Schallenberger out of Evansville, and swings and a miss on the first offering, and it's a strike. So no balls, a strike. And Mark Schallenberger, the center fielder, has been a great leadoff guy for them. Graham, the second delivery, and a swing and a miss again, 0-2. So Graham already ahead here in this count. No balls, 2 strikes. Mark Schallenberger has crossed home plate 10 times, 3 home runs as well. So he'll see the 0-2. Graham kicks and fires in as a foul tipped off the backside. I mean, Wausau, a team that bats a 269 overall. I mean, fourth in the Northwoods League in batting average, so they get a lot of hits. When their batting is going, that it causes a lot of problems for other teams as the 0-2 drifts inside and fouled on the left side. So no balls, 2 strikes. Here for Mark Schallenberger, Michael McGinnis on deck. Graham once more on the first base side of the rubber. And the 0-2 to Schallenberger, and flies this away, popped out backside, and stays here at 0-2. So St. Louis, Missouri native. Here is Kalen Graham. Looks in, and the 2-strike count fires, and a swing and a pop-up towards the first baseman, Broussard, and runs under it and makes an easy grab for one down. It was right in right foul territory, but Broussard had plenty of room to make a play on it, and surely did. So Michael McGinnis will step in, the Georgia State products and the right fielder, and a redshirt freshman from Newman, Georgia. He's a 238 batter, 30 RBIs, though, and 36 hits. He's been here the entire season for the Woodchucks. Graham goes to work again and fires in with a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike with one down. He worked him in on a fastball and will set in once more. The 0-1 to McGinnis, fouled right side, 0-2. So the first pitch of these past two batters have been a strike, and then the second one has been a foul. So Graham has done well to get up in the count. With a two-strike count here, he'll look in on McGinnis. The 0-2 way inside and out for a ball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes, and one out. His collegiate teammate Jesse Donahoe on deck. So the 1-2 to McGinnis and fouls it away, pops it backside. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes here. Michael McGinnis in 18 runs as well. He'll look in. Graham sets the 1-2 to McGinnis. And just away for Jensen to foul. But to drop that ball in 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. One out. The 2-2 home. Swing and a ball just barely hit off the glove of Jensen. He fouled that just on the nick of time. So McGinnis lucky to see that go foul. So two balls, two strikes. Every game crucial now for the Rafters. Sit three games back of first place, and they'll have to get first in the second half to clinch a playoff spot. Green Bay sitting right now comfortably. They clinched a first half playoff berth. The 2-2 just up above the zone for a ball. 3-2. So the count runs full with one down. A pop-out from Schallenberger. And the full count delivery and a swing and a hard-hit ground ball to the second baseman. Johnson has trouble fielding it and then throws it over, way over the head of Broussard. Goes near the dugout of Wausau. So Ty Johnson, a versatile guy. We've seen him at center field for the most part, but has played second base a lot of times this year. Has trouble fielding that ball, commits an error, as McGinnis will get to first. So an error from Johnson, and this brings up Jesse Donahoe, the second baseman from Georgia State, out of Columbus, Georgia. A guy that bats a 305, 53 hits for his team, leads the team in hits, 35 runs as well. So one down. And Graham fires outside. 1-0 count. So one down. Graham will look in once more on Donahoe. He sets the 1-0 way inside. And it comes in for a ball, 2-0. So McGinnis is to second now. One down, the 2-0 home, and a ball flown away left field side, out of play, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, with one down. McGinnis at second, you had Schallenberger pop out. Donahoe will see the 2-1. And a changeup just tops the zone at a strike, 2-2. That came in at 76. So two balls, two strikes, one down. And Graham bends in at the knee. And look here on the 305 batter, Donahoe, the 2-2. And a hard hit ball in between first and second on his way home. And retreating back to third is McGinnis. And a ball thrown. So at first is Donahoe. At third is McGinnis, and Wausau in business here in the top of the first. So A sharp turn around third was McGinnis, but then quickly retreated back there now. So Colin Prigaman, a 323 batter, 42 hits for him, and he's got 29 RBIs. So the Oklahoma State Cowboy and the first baseman will see a pitch outside, and it comes in for a ball. So Jesse Donahoe, really at the start of the season, he came in and he was definitely the guy to watch. He was batting in the mid-400s, but he's really struggled against the rafters, but did not show that there. The 1-0 fouled back behind home plate, 1-1. So four home runs for Colin Prigaman. You had a lot of great guys for this team. You had Dalton Pearson, who's not on the team anymore, is going back and is transferring from Georgia State to Cincinnati. And a swing and a miss. Prigaman goes after it up top, 1-2. So runners on first and third for Wausau. This was basically almost the exact same thing for the Rafters yesterday. It was one down and runners at the corners. And Graham, the 1-2 to Prigaman, and flies it back behind home plate once more. 24 runs for the Cowboy. But the Rafters, if they can get out of this inning, they'll be all right. Lights on here at Witter Field, and when moving from left to right, Graham on the first base side of the slab. Swing and a miss for Prigaman. Went after it low, and Kalen Graham records his first strikeout. And this brings up Jake Baker. Wausau right now, they're threatening, but the Rafters have an opportunity to close here this top of the first and close out this inning for them. 21 hits, 11 runs. A 250 batter, a Kansas Jayhawk from Lawrence, Kansas, as Graham checks off over at first. Has to be careful over there because if somehow that ball goes behind Donahoe, McGinnis is walking home. So two gone. Donahoe at first, McGinnis at third. And the first delivery out and away, and a ball 1-0. So Jake Baker out of Lawrence, Kansas, where the College of University of Kansas is. So he's basically grown up a Jayhawk. So the DH will see the 1-0 and miss after it low. And it comes in four strikes. So two strikes away from Graham getting out of this inning. The 1-1. A ball and a strike. Two down. And the throw. Check off over at first. Broussard is there now to make the catch. A little bit late to tagging him. He had Schallenberger start off this inning where he popped out to first. You had McGinnis get on base off of an error from Johnson. Donahoe had a base hit. And then Prigaman struck out swinging. The 1-1 to Baker flies this away, left side, and it goes out of play, 1-2. So Kalen Graham with a strikeout, looking to make it back-to-back and retire the side. Two gone. A hit for the Woodchucks, an error for the Rafters, as now Broussard will go in and the throw to Jensen, and McGinnis tries to steal home, and he gets him. So the tactic did not work as the Rafters get out of the inning. No runs allowed, but they do allow a hit. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here inside Winter Field, back a little bit early, and well, the Rafters, yeah, for them it was big. I mean, you look at the top of the first, they had runners on first and third for Wausau. Kalen Graham had to go to work. He gets a strikeout, and then Jake Baker was up, but it was a steal attempt from Donahoe to second. McGinnis then ran home, But Broussard made the right play. He looked at second initially and then looked over at home where McGinnis was there now and then darted a ball to Jensen, who made the tag out in time. So leading off, Ty Johnson for the Rafters, and a guy that has just been here from the start. Such a reliable guy and a very tough kid. I mean, when he's had 186 at-bats, which leads a team, that definitely takes a toll on your body, but he's shown no signs of slowing down. Bats at 274. He'll face Henry Cohn, his sophomore, out of McLennan Community College, and this is interesting. Cohn went to McLennan Community College. Ty Johnson also just went to McLennan Community. He'll head to Baylor next season, so college teammates facing off. You have Henry Cohn from Branham, Texas. He's appearing in his fourth game. He's had 12 innings of work. He's allowed 10 hits, 7 runs. He's walked 7 batters, but he's had 9 strikeouts. So he's a guy, a right-hander, at a 4.50 ERA. And in college for McLennan Community, he had 14 appearances with a 2-2 record, a save, and a 3.86 ERA. Had 12 strikeouts, allowed 16 hits. So these two are going at it, two collegiate teammates. And, you know, that's something you see too often. You definitely see, you know, players at the bigger schools, they'll face each other in collegiate summer ball, but not a lot of JUCO guys facing off against each other. But that's certainly the case here. Ty Johnson, 51 hits in total. He's got 31 runs, 29 walks, leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. 24 RBIs. He's been struck out 31 times. He also leads the team in doubles. So Henry Cohn now, he'll step in. The right-hander on Johnson. First delivery, and Johnson swings and cracks this. A high fly ball. And left fielder Adair runs after it, not able to make the grab in time. But it comes in for a strike. And you had the third baseman, McFarlane. You had the shortstop, Funkhauser, and also Adair, the left fielder. Both chase after the ball, but unfortunate for Johnson. He saw it get down, 0-1. Johnson committed an error at second, trying to field a ground ball, which is very rare for him. No balls, a strike. Cohn looks in, and the 0-1 to Johnson, and bounces off the glove of McGann, and it goes in for a ball, 1-1. So Johnson yesterday, in the short time they played, he led off with a double. The 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between second and third, past Funkhauser. And Johnson leads off with a base hit. So Johnson fell on his way to first, though, but a good start for him once more. Jorge Degatti now. A 328 batter leads the team in batting average. 38 hits, 116 at-bats. And he's got 15 runs as well. So Jorge Degatti now, the right-hander, the Indiana Hoosier and the native of Miami. As Cohn looks off over at first and just not able to make the grab in time was Brigham. So each team with a hit. Johnson, a good start for the Rafters. Henry Cohn kicks and fires and throws low at a ball. Sweeps the dirt, 1-0. So Cohn had 3 games he's played where it was Green Bay, Lakeshore, and Battle Creek. He had 1K versus Green Bay, 3 versus Lakeshore, and then had 5 versus Battle Creek, as Cohn really keeping an eye on his teammate there, his collegiate teammate, Ty Johnson. He checks off over there again, but Johnson slides safe. He stands at first now. Cohn looks off. He's got his eye on first, but will come set. The 1-0 to Degatti, and a swing and a high fly ball drifting into the right field side. McGinnis runs after and makes the grab on the right field line. So Degatti flies out to right field as Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo now, it's big for him. He's got an opportunity here to tie the Northwoods League record in home runs. He had 17 last season, 10 this season. One down, Johnson at first. Bubba the left-hander, a 241 batter, 35 hits, 36 RBIs, which leads the team, and also 10 home runs as he'll see a ball down below 1-0. Second in the Northwoods League in home runs. Has really swung the bat a lot better in his past five games. A 1-0 count as a throw to Briggerman, and just a little bit late, Johnson is back there in time. So a ball, no strikes, and one down. 1-0 count here. And Bobo swings and misses outside. 1-1. So a ball, strike with one down. And the 1-1, Johnson on his way to second. The throw from McCann, the tag from Funkhauser, and he gets him. So heads-up play there from McCann to Funkhauser. A 2-6 put out as Johnson goes down with two down. So ball, two strikes now. Now Johnson was gambling, and a guy that leads a team in stolen bases as well did not pay off for him. Cone looks in. He'll step high, wind, and fire the 1-2, and a miss low as Bobo goes down for strike three. So the Woodchucks retire the side in three batters. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR. And back here inside Winterfield, where rain is starting to come down. So we'll keep an eye on, see if this game gets delayed or whatnot. So it's light rain. There's scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. So hopefully this game just continues to play. And remind you that they need at least five innings to count the game. So Graham will set in on the first delivery. This is Jake Baker. And swings low and comes in for a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Remind you, Baker was in the count 1-2 his last time up, and he misses outside, this time 0-2. So Baker, a 250 batter and a Kansas Jayhawk, playing his collegiate ball in the Big 12. 0-2 count. Nobody gone. Baker the leadoff. And Graham sets high and a swing and a miss low as Jensen not able to catch that ball and just barely fouled. 0-2. So we'll see how this game just continues to play, and we hope that's the case. Very light rain. And the 0-2 to Baker, high and outside at a fastball, 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Kalen Graham, now he's recorded a strikeout. He struck out Briggerman. And the 1-2. Just away once more. And a ball this time trying to paint that left edge. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 to Baker flies this off inside and goes back behind home plate. 2-2. So a two ball, two strike count here for Baker. 21 hits in total this season.